League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one and respect the toad.
This week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm righteous. How are you?
I'm pretty good. The holidays are over. Are you excited for that?
Very, very fucking excited for that.
Yeah, we only got New Year's Eve left. You got big plans?
No.
You're not doing anything?
No, are you?
I don't know, man. I don't know what we're gonna do, you know? Just feeling it out. This is coming out on New Year's Eve, so hopefully you got plans by then, you know? Don't want to be kissing Paul at
midnight.
Maybe
I'll just sit home and listen to this.
Mm. 10, 9, sorry.
Maybe I'll just, you know, be in bed by 11 and just, you know.
You got to work the next day?
No, I'm off New Year's Day.
Oh, wow, lucky you. Yeah, I'm off in the morning, but I got to work that night, which is going to be a blast. So everyone all fucking hungover wanting pizza.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not really much of a celebration for me because it's dangerous to go out and drive around all night.
Very true.
And I don't know.
I apologize if you hear meowing. Our cat is fucking just
non-stop.
Going nuts. Which is wild because just to let you guys in on a little Cat Paul news.
Cat Paul news.
It's our new segment. He has been neglecting Tony and I when we hang out in downstairs, and he just sits up in here in the studio or in my room or in Tony's room. And then now that we're actually doing something, he feels the need to cry and whine as if he wants to be loved and pet. There he is again.
Shut the fuck up.
God damn, he's so loud. So if you have any idea, if you have like a cat psychologist we could go to, or a psychiatrist, I'm not sure which one does which. I don't think he needs pills. Maybe somebody to talk to. He won't talk to us. We're like parents. It's like he's a teenager now. Fuck you, dads.
Yeah, he's being a real fucking asshole.
How was your Christmas, man?
It was okay, considering.
What was the best gift you got? Money.
tickets to see Weezer and Pixies.
Oh shit, I got tickets to see the Impractical Jokers, dude.
A couple of ticket getters.
High five from across the table.
Skadoosh.
Yeah, skadoosh. Yeah, so you're excited for that. Weezer, who are you taking?
Probably take Courtney.
Oh.
You're not going to the fucking Weezer concert.
I mean, you know, I like Pork and Beans a lot.
Yeah, I know, they won't play it.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they will not.
You're going to leave it out when I'm like, hey, they play Pork and Beans. Like, fuck no, they didn't. Even though you're like,
yeah.
Get it.
No, it's really weird how much you like it.
I love that song so much.
Of that song, of all their songs, that one's a really lackluster one.
No, it's so good. I like that guitar part at the beginning. Bow, 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 bow. It's just so, I don't know, it's very catchy. They write very catchy licks. You ever heard Say It Ain't So?
Yeah.
That's another good lick.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I like the Blue Album's my favorite. I'm OG, dude.
Yeah, Pickett's is my favorite.
Pickett's?
Pinkerton.
Pinkerton. Gotcha. Pickett's.
They're probably not going to play a ton of the stuff I want.
Off Pinkerton, probably not. They'll probably play a lot of Blue, a little bit of Green. Blue. And you probably get like Beverly Hills. That's where
Maladroit.
Oh man, I fucking did not like that song when it came out. But yeah, I'm excited for the Impractical Jokers tour, dude. That's gonna be a lot of fun. I've never seen one of their live shows. Big fan of their the TV show. Are you?
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
I enjoyed it a lot. A lot of people were like, yeah, it seems like gifts. Fucking seems dumb, dude. Seems fucking dumb. Josie got me those tickets. I'll be taking her and not you.
Why, dude? Of all the people. You bitch. You know I like jokes. What the fuck?
You know I love Impractical Jokes, dude.
I see how it is.
You also got a sand belt sander.
Belt sander? Just a belt sander.
Sand belt sander? It's made out of sand?
Yeah, to sand down belts.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a belt sander.
What are you going to use that for, man?
21 inch, baby.
Whoa.
I'm going to use it for sanding down wood projects.
Ah, what are you making?
Do a bunch of stuff. I'm going to do some stuff, some like cut wood, some jigsaw cuts, and then I want to do like some tabletops for like little tables. Little table action, and then hopefully more pallets.
Are you going to make big pallets?
I mean, I guess I could make an actual pallet.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, here's your new coaster.
Here's a pallet made
it's
out
a 4x4. I'm like, whoa, I can fit so many drinks on that. That's insane.
I mean, I might try making like a fucking pallet kitchen table or something.
That'd be cool, because I really dig the... Tony built an end table for us out of pallet parts, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it came out really well. He stained it. Looks beautiful. Tony's built a lot of things for this house. He actually built this house. I don't know if you guys knew that.
It was a plot of land, and he just built a house.
Yeah, we rent, but he built it. All right, man, so I got a little bit of news. I don't have much. Gerald's game director. Already you're in, right?
Yeah, he's probably a freak.
Yeah, he's a sick freak. Wants to adapt Stephen King's Shining sequel.
The Shining?
The Shining 2, yes. No, it's actually called Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's about Danny when he's older, Danny Torrance. And yeah. He's older, and he kind of like helps people go into the great beyond. I heard it's not very scary, but interesting. Stephen King writes well, so there's that to look forward to. Who knows if we'll get it. I heard the dudes from Stranger Things actually wanted to adapt it into a Netflix television show. And they're like, yeah, we already got something in the works for that. But
don't worry about that, kids.
If you kind of like want to make it, but like, you know, E.T. too, then sure, yeah, do that. They're like, all right, Stranger Things it is. Netflix Bright streamed by 11 million U.S. viewers in the first 3 days.
Yeah, I was one of them.
So was I. I don't know about in the first 3 days, but I did watch it. I guess, yeah, I did stream in the first 3 days. Did you know that Max Landis wrote that script?
Yeah. I was looking it up.
Yeah, and Will Smith, obviously. And I think the dude from The Gift, I can never remember his fucking name. What's it?
Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton, yeah. We'll talk about that later on, but Netflix is putting out... I was pretty impressed by that one.
Same here.
Not like, you know, super impressed. Now, I also got some great news for you, dude. Here's a sequel that's right up your alley. Pacific Rim 2. No, I'm kidding. Goosebumps 2.
Is this right up my alley?
Yeah. Didn't you like Goosebumps the first one?
Didn't see it.
With Jack Black. For real?
Yep.
Oh, dang. You should check that out. I think you might actually enjoy it.
Really funny. You're like, dude, you're going to love it. I didn't get around to the first one.
Maybe it was TR that like liked it. Like he was like, yeah, I liked Goosebumps. I was like, for real? You of all people? I've had him watch Tusk one time, and he was like, literally, this is trash. And I will never accept your opinion ever again.
You got to stop sharing that with certain people. You have to feel your audience.
Yeah, I don't know. That movie's like so fucking weird and just, I don't know. I think that like novelty movies like that are just like, what the fuck is going to happen? Didn't see this one coming. Especially someone that didn't listen to the podcast where they're fleshing it all out and don't know what they're getting into. I feel like that's a really cool treat, like a weird bee monster movie.
You should get it for people as presents.
That next year, just Tusk for everybody.
Everyone gets a copy of Tusk.
Yeah, I'm Santa Tusk Claus. But yeah, so that the release date moves closer to Halloween, so it's spookier.
It's way spookier.
I can't believe that they're making another one of those, honestly. But I guess it did pretty well in the child demographic.
Yeah.
That's all my news. Have you seen any cool trailers or anything lately?
No, not really.
I know. We went and saw Star Wars, not together or anything, but we went and saw it, and there was a ton of trailers before that, but nothing really stood out to me. I saw, like...
Told you, nothing but bullshit in front of that movie.
Well, I think we saw different trailers, because I saw Rampage again, I saw Jumanji again. Don't look at my fucking notes,
yeah,
dude.
Those are corny, and what the fuck, it doesn't matter if I look at your notes. This isn't a quiz.
Yeah, it is.
What are you quizzing me on?
My top five movies of 2017, which brings us into genre five. You see that segue, dude? That was sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
High five.
No.
Skadoosh. We already did it.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, sorry. I showed you my notes. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so...
Gonna give away all the fucking minutia.
Yeah, so today, Tony and I do have a genre five. We are not lazy, and I looked up news beforehand. Isn't that
wild?
Whoa,
dude.
I've been up since friggin' 9 a.m., which means nothing to anybody because this is 3 days in the future.
Bingo.
So, top five movies of 2017. Tony, hit me with your first.
Blade Runner 2049.
I haven't seen that yet because you bought it for your goddamn PlayStation.
You shouldn't be seeing it on a TV screen in a home anyways, you fool.
Yeah, I know. I really did want to see it, but I can't remember. Oh, yeah, it was 3 hours long. That's right.
Ah, you didn't have 3 hours to give?
No. Mm-mm. Nah. Fresh out of 3 hours. Fresh out of those.
I feel like I could... skim 3 hours out of your life.
Yeah, probably. Pretty easy. Just whittle off a 3 hour block.
Nope, you're not sleeping 14 hours, you're sleeping 8. Time to go to the movie.
Damn it!
Only 8?
Oh my god. That's 6 hours less than I usually do. I gotta get rid of these bags under my eyes. No, those are just there because you're 30.
You're gonna die young.
Yeah, probably. Alright, so yeah, that was one of your top ones, huh? Dude, a ton of fucking rad movies came out this year.
Yeah, a few.
Actually, damn, I should have done... I will do the honorable mentions afterwards, I guess.
Should I mention mine if they double up with yours?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, okay. That's fine. All right, so my first one was Spider-Man Homecoming. Didn't see that one coming. But I really... like, they nailed that. That thing was a charm factory. Such a blast to watch. I really, really loved that movie. And seeing it in theaters was a great experience as well.
Yeah, I liked Ravenclaw.
Sorry?
Hawk bird.
Hmm, you're getting close.
Eagle.
Closer.
Caw.
That's it. Yep. Caw man. That was the vulture. Michael Caughton. But yeah, Michael Keaton was a fantastic fucking villain. There was an awesome turn in that movie that you didn't see coming. The movie was well done and put him in the universe completely. I don't know, it just like settled him nicely from Civil War and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
And not only that, did you see that like, they didn't do the origin in the movie. Uncle Ben didn't have to die again. He didn't have to get bit by a spider.
No, he just had hot aunt.
Yeah, and well, the one kid's like, oh, well, he's like, Aunt May can't find out. And he's like, why? He's like, you know what happened to her. She can't go through something else like that. Like,
yeah,
kind
they
of
insinuate
to,
sadness.
Yeah. And I guess in Civil War, he says something like, well, you know, when you have all this power and you don't do anything, are you really, like, a hero?
Yeah.
So that's him, like, letting the dude pass, like, robbing the bank and then shooting his uncle. All right, what's your next one, bud?
Next one on my list is Logan.
That is on mine as well.
Man, oh, man.
That was probably the best comic book movie that came out this year.
Yes.
That was the
like
best comic book movie.
Watchmen quality, like classic.
You like The Watchmen that much? That movie
I
gets
really
shit
do.
On a lot.
I know, but I think it's so pretty, and it's fucking violent, and
I
it's raw.
Totally agree with
and
you.
And it's also like a comic book movie.
Yes.
Like
the only thing they really changed was the ending to that. Like, yeah. That was like shot for shot from the comic. I remember I saw it in theaters, and I was like, I should read this book. It looks cool. And I read it, and the ending happened. I was like, whoa. A
little different.
A lot different in a way like fucking like... who the fuck came up with that idea? That's insane. Because the movie makes a lot of sense for like a viewer that's like not looking for a giant space vagina squid monster to start projecting the Holocaust into people's heads and then murdering themselves.
For me, it's like in a genre of superhero movies that transcends entertainment only. Like, it's stylized, it's fucking violent, it's fucking smart, it's
do you remember when that
well
trailer
acted.
Came out? What
yeah,
song they used?
I Hurt Myself.
No,
by
it was Smashing Pumpkins.
Snails?
It was Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, for The Watchmen.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for Logan.
That was, yeah, but it wasn't Nine Inch Nails. It was Johnny Cash, right?
It was Johnny Cash doing Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, Hurt, which I was never a huge... I mean, it's not a bad cover at all, but I wear this crown of thorns. It used to be, I wear this crown of shit.
Yeah.
And I was really bummed that he took that out. I was like, dude, you fucking, like, you look like you're dressed for a funeral. Maybe I am. Like, now he's like, I'll wear this crown of thorns. I don't want to swear on this record.
I'm going to sell this to everyone.
Upon my liar's chair. But yeah, Logan was fucking fantastic. Did you see that they put it out in black and white as well?
Yeah, it's fucking badass. That's
like
badass.
A new thing. Like,
the chrome and... the Chrome edition of Mad Max.
Yeah, Fury Road. And I almost, you almost got that for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
The Chrome edition?
Yeah. It was like, it was like $8 at Best Buy.
Almost got it. You hear that, guys?
Well, what'd you get instead?
Oh, dude, your boy got Dune Blu-ray.
Yeah, so you can see those sandworms and all the shit that probably looks bad in the movie.
Oh, dude.
So much.
I watched it. It was fucking awesome.
Did you watch it already? Yeah. Cool. I can't wait to hear weekly recommendations and rejections. Hit me with another one since we both saw Logan. But yeah, that movie was fantastic.
Next one on my list is John Wick 2. Because it's just like John Wick 1, which is perfect. So watch John Wick 2 and 1. awesome. Moving on. It's just great.
The next one on mine is Dunkirk.
Yeah.
I was so fucking thrilled with this movie.
I was underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. It just felt like there was no connection to anything. No, I was confused by the nonlinear storytelling. I didn't care about any of the characters because there weren't any. And it was scattered to where I was like, well, why is this beach empty and this beach is filled with 100,000 troops? Why aren't they showing other sides of why this is happening, what this is? It's, I know you understand it's the climax and they're stuck on the beach because they can't go any further, but like...
Well, they're trying to go home.
How the fuck did they get there? Like
across the English Channel, I believe.
It's very confusing for me. Pretty looking, gorgeous, amazing sound,
Tom Hardy was fantastic.
Very, very engaging atmospheric battle sequences in the planes.
Yeah, the dogfights are so sick.
But... yeah, I just kind of felt like I was like, it's eerie, it's like sad and
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Cold.
What I liked about it was, yeah, it was like that whole like, when the fuck are we going to die? Because like we're all just sitting here like fucking ducks.
I guess I know what happened at Dunkirk and it makes it not as special to me.
Yeah, I don't, I didn't watch World War II in color like you did.
Like I actually know that like they held on, like the Germans could have just came in and fucking blitzkrieged them.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, just retreat. There's other things we can do. And it was a big mistake because they let so many live. But he was like, it's like fucking killing for no reason. Like, we're not invading any land by doing this. Like, right. Just let them go.
I feel like, it was just a slaughter.
It was like, do I want to slaughter 200,000 soldiers? No, I have other places I'd like to go.
I don't know. I felt like the movie was super suspenseful. I really liked Cillian Murphy. Like, I don't know. Like, everything fucked up happened. Like,
the boat
that
was
could
great.
Happen. With Cillian?
Yeah, the boat was kind of great because that was the most human part of the story.
Well, and I really kind of like the almost like silent actor element of the two kids that were like always trying to like be like one step ahead. You follow him from the beginning, but I thought that was really neat too. Like there's hardly any talking between them.
Yeah, because there really can't be.
Yeah, well, I mean, but like even when they're sitting on the beach and they're like just like looking at the fucking ocean, they're like, man, this is fucked.
It reminded me almost like of like an apocalypse film.
Yeah.
Like but they're not in an apocalypse. It's just a like broken down, scattered army. But the war goes on. Like shit continues for these people. So.
Right. But they were going back home. That was the whole thing. They were going back to London.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was very much like The Road, very bleak.
But some of them were fucking noobs. That was what I
didn't understand.
Some of them weren't allowed on boats because they were new, like conscription, they were like brand new to the fucking army,
right?
And they're like, fuck you, you're not on this boat yet, like get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we've been here for so long,
you stupid asshole. Yeah, they're like, dude, you're fresh, like fuck off,
I've survived, I don't want to sit on this giant barrier with 400 other dudes.
Yeah, you
just get shot at.
You stand on the wood plank fucking whatever they called it, the mule.
Yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie. I highly recommend Dunkirk.
Oh, beautiful looking. It's just, I want Saving Private Ryan, which had both.
Well, that had more of a human element to it, but also I think, I don't know, Dunkirk just felt like it was like a scary movie with like war around it.
Yeah, it kind of was. It was more of like a haunting, like...
It's suspenseful.
Creepy, yeah, suspense film.
And Tom Hardy fucking rocks. Basically Bane 2.
Yeah, he was very masked up.
Yeah, he has the whole time he's one of the fighter pilots, and he has a rebreather on the entire time, so he's like...
All right, so how's my fuel doing?
Yeah, yeah. 50%, okay, roger that.
I'll be marking it down now. Ditch the plane.
See you on the beach.
I'm gonna land this sucker.
For country and queen.
Dude, there's a part where he, I don't want to ruin the ending. There's a really awesome part, though, that he has at the end that I think everyone will enjoy for thoroughly. I talked to a lot of people, though, and they did not like the movie. Obviously, Tony hates it.
I did. Okay. You've heard certain words coming out of my mouth. Not all, though.
I hear what I want.
Wow. You have derailed. Next one on my list is It.
Yeah, same here.
So scary. So scary. Feel so bad for most of the kids in the movie.
Yeah.
Especially, I think the saddest character is the girl.
Beverly.
Beverly is fucked.
Yeah. I
had trouble watching a lot of her shit.
Yeah, her like dad and hers relationship was not cool.
Yeah.
They go way harder into that. We've spoke about that before.
Exactly. But in terms of fucking like straight up really well done evil and fear, it was badass.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the sequel to it. And the kids are coming back, which is rad, so it'll be almost like the book more so than the first one, which that means that they'll show more stuff that the people are like, they left this out and this out. Now they can go back and kind of retrofit it to the new storyline. Yeah, I was very excited that I still am waiting for that to come out on DVD, though. I don't know if I'm going to...
Hurry up!
I don't know if I'm going to buy it like straight up, though, because you can, like, you got Blade Runner for like $15. They have It for $15 as well.
Just get it.
I don't... I can't watch it downstairs.
Why? It's an Xbox like,
No,
purchase?
It's on PlayStation.
Oh, it's a... I was legit going to tell you, like...
We're
I'm
getting
just
another PlayStation
bringing
4?
Bringing my PlayStation 4 down there if you want to watch Blade Runner. I'll do that.
Cool.
It's really not a big deal.
I know. I'm not going to lie. PlayStation's like hookups are so much easier
Aren't
than
Xbox. Aren't they nice and just boop, boop?
They don't have that giant
thin,
block.
Yeah.
It's literally like, I'm like, this looks like PlayStation 2 hookups.
They
they're like, we never had to fix it.
They built the fucking power supply into the machine, which is ingenious, instead of making that clunky asshole.
And not only that, what's funny is that...
it's still bigger,
Xbox too. Is like two times bigger than the PlayStation.
Yeah, still, they have a fatter, uglier machine.
And fucking, even the 360s, those fucking giant, what'd you call it, power supply?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ, those things are so, and you gotta plug a cord into it and shit.
I forget what it is. I think what it does is it converts the energy from the plug into energy that the system utilizes, like DC to AC.
Okay.
And it regulates it.
Blah,
and it's almost like a surge protector.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Really, you did that?
I saw it and I was taking it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with your next one. We both got It on ours. And that was also, I want to say, for horror flicks, too. Hardly ever make my list of, like, movies for, like, the year.
Yeah.
And that one fucking killed it. That looks so good. And I almost wish that I never saw the original movie. The original TV movie. And I wish I kind of didn't read the book when I first went into it.
That's how I was. It was awesome.
But you've seen the TV movie.
I had barely seen it. Like, I probably saw it 8 years ago, 9 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean...
So it wasn't rich in my mind. Well, so I didn't say, like, that was not the same.
You didn't watch it, like, a ton as a little kid either? Because I watched that movie a lot growing up.
I probably watched it...
Sorry.
Probably 5 times in my life.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 15.
I watched The Stand twice.
Wow, yeah, I watched that once when it was on Netflix.
Yeah, watched it when I was real young because my mom really liked it, and then watched it again when I was a teenager, and I was like, this is fucked.
Yeah, I watched it in my 20s when I lived at my apartment, and it was, I think I watched it in one sitting. It was like 6 hours or some shit.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, it's a long dude.
No joke.
What's your next one, bud?
My last one is Alien Covenant.
Right on. I figured that'd make your list.
It's cool as fuck. It has its fucking drawbacks, but in terms of, like, the potential for where the fucking, like, saga is going or whatever, it's a great fucking addition, and it's so much better than Prometheus.
Yeah, I totally
so
agree.
Much fucking better than Prometheus.
And not only that,
David is so dope.
Yeah, Michael Fassbender really got to show a lot of range in that movie, which I really enjoyed.
Dude, he like stretched his acting chops. Like,
yeah. Not only that, I mean, like, I don't know, there's weird scenes in it. I understand why they exist and stuff like that. But and the whole like mythology behind it, I really dug that part. I like when they go deep into like mythos and shit, and it's not like It Follows, like, yeah, shit's just happening. You're like, fuck you.
No, I love fucking deep backstory.
Yeah, stop. It feels like lazy writing when they don't do that, right?
Yep. And I research like all the different stuff you see in David's little room.
Yeah.
And it's so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
It explains so much of where the fuck the alien is now to then.
The evolutionary
His side drawings of it. Are so fucking awesome.
All right. So my last one, I had The Last Jedi written down.
Oh.
But I'm not really sure if that's, like, the case.
I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I feel like
it was up there for me, but then I was like,
I'm going to put Last Jedi in honorable mentions, and I think I'm going to go with, fuck, man. I don't know. There were so many good movies to come out. I guess Guardians 2.
Yeah, Guardians 2 is super fun.
Guardians 2 is a blast, and that opening sequence alone is just so good. And what's the blue dude's name?
The blue dude? Yondu?
Yondu. His arc in that, I felt was very well done. And at first, like, when I saw the movie, I was like, man, they're really pushing, like, a weird dynamic between him and Peter. But then, like, I watched the first one, I was like, oh, that's fucking stitched in there the whole time. I just haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
So I think that was, like, a super dope sequel and, like, really set up for Infinity Wars and stuff like that. So I'll go Guardians.
They ain't never tasted no Terran before.
Yeah, fucking, oh, God damn it. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. That's one of
Is he cool? Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. All right, let's do our honorable mentions. Obviously, Last Jedi hit up there. For me, what about for you?
Oh, shit. I didn't write any honorable mentions. I mean, Last Jedi's in there for me. Fucking whatchamacallit.
Well, I got a few, so, I mean, I can just give you mine, and you can say yes
Guardians.
Or no.
Guardians.
Guardians 2.
Yep. I thought Nocturnal Animals was a 2017 movie. It's not.
Yeah, that came out in late 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Logan doesn't feel like a 2017 movie.
No, it doesn't either.
That feels like a 2016 movie. That came out earlier this year, like March or some shit. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Wonder Woman and Justice League came out.
It's a lot.
In 2017.
And fucking Ragnarok.
Yeah, Thor's on mine. Yeah, Thor. Get Out was a fucking awesome flick.
Get Out's badass. Baby Driver.
Baby Driver was very well done. A Ghost Story I really enjoyed. Casey Affleck. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, for real?
No.
Fuck, that movie was like made for your mopey ass.
No, I've been sick. I can't do it. You're like, hey, watch A Gray State. It's horrifying. I'm like, I can't right now.
We'll talk about that.
I'm depressed.
Better Watch Out is a fantastic Christmas horror flick. Weird as fuck. Get Out's the same way, too. I mean, when you see the fucking turn of Get Out, you're like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's almost like fun fucked up. But yeah, Better Watch Out has that kind of same aspect to it. It's almost like, what was that? Goodnight Mommy. It has almost that kind of twist to it. And then my last one was Mother, which almost made it on my list because that movie was fucking weird.
I like that.
Did you watch Mother?
I want to.
Damn.
You took it back.
I know, because I was like, hey, I'm watching these. You have all the day. You have the whole day off. I'm going to watch these tonight.
And then
have to
I keep
back.
Getting all, like, hanging out with my girlfriend like an asshole instead of watching movies like a nerd.
What? I mean, I watched Mother with Josie.
She can't handle it, I don't think.
Mother?
Is it fucked?
The end is way fucked, yeah.
Well, then.
It's a cool fuck. Javier Bardem is fucking awesome, and Jennifer Lawrence is fantastic, too. And Ed Harris, goddamn, rocks. Michelle Pfeiffer kills it. It's such a weird, like, kind of Eyes Wide Shut meets Rosemary's Baby meets What the Fuck is Happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mother with Darren Aronofsky, right?
Yep.
Mother with an exclamation point. Highly recommended. That almost made my list, honestly. And only because it's just so fucking out there. And you're kind of confused the whole time, I'm not going to lie. There's not really a payoff until the end. But I kind of like those types of movies because her and I will be watching, and I was like, and I'll pause, and I'm like, do you think this is happening? Because this is happening, then this will happen. Like, I like to go kind of like break it down and like make my prediction for a movie, especially if something that's not...
You pause it and talk a lot?
Yeah.
I know.
I'd rather pause it and talk than fucking like someone start talking over the movie. I'm like, I'm missing probably something important. What's up?
Yeah.
What
thought do you have?
I don't mind talking throughout a movie, but I would like to pause it just so I get the whole thing. Even
Lego
like,
Batman was fun too.
Lego Batman was a blast. Dude, I'm telling you, this year had a fucking ton of good movies come out. It was wild. I'll take Mother off my weekly recommendations.
I heard there's a movie called Good Time that people are fucking like going nuts about, and I want to see it.
Yeah.
About like a botched bank robbery. But there's, you know, good buzz around it, so I kind of want to check that out. I'm putting that on my list.
On his list, everybody. It's on the list. No, I mean, fucking, hold on a second. I'll look what, Justice League came out. That would not make the list.
Jesus, 91 on Rotten Tomatoes.
For that?
For a good time, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. War of the Planet of the Apes came out this year. That was great. I heard The Disaster Artist is fantastic. The Shape of Water, I heard, is really fucking good, too. The new Guillermo movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, this lady falls in love with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
Did you not see the trailer?
I did.
Yeah, I was about to say it looks...
It was, like, in a tank.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually show it come out of it and stuff like that. Logan Lucky was fantastic. Okja came out this year. That was great. Bright. It Comes at Night. Not that great.
No.
Wonder. I've heard nothing but good things.
Three Billboards, I heard, was incredible.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, this movie was fucking... God damn it. This movie was stacked with good years. This year was stacked with good movies. I really want to see Downsizing. If you guys haven't seen that, it's like Matt Damon. You basically, like, give all your money to this corporation. They shrink you and put you in a little town to conserve people from, like, the population problem, basically. But, like, your $70,000 that you have saved up is actually worth, like, $4.2 million in Tiny Town.
Yep.
And so that's, like, the whole basis of the movie. But you can't revert back either after you've been shrunk.
You're done.
Yeah,
I would go in a heartbeat.
Fuck yeah, dude. I don't know, man. That was such a cool concept. That's in theaters right now, too.
The only thing I was thinking that would suck is, like, is Tiny Town contained? And I guess they'll obviously talk to it in the movie, but, like, a fucking snowstorm. Yeah, done for.
No, I think it is kind of like a Bubbleville. Yeah, like the dome.
That's cool.
I believe. Because, I mean, they showed them on, I don't know, it looks so neat. Like, everyone's stacked up on trains and shit like that. There's all these people, like, waving at them. They're all tiny, but they're all big going to get tiny and stuff. It just looks really, really
unique.
And
also, like, a bottle of vodka is, like, the size of a fucking tool shed.
More like a fucking, like, school bus.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah, they're pouring the Absolute and shit. You think it's water, and it's just Absolute vodka. Everyone's filling up their fucking jugs. And I really want to see Colossal. I've heard nothing but awesome things about that movie.
Anne
Hathaway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where she's like the kaiju. She moves the kaiju and stuff. I heard that movie is absolutely fucking just the most unique thing ever to hit film.
That's hot.
Yeah. All right, so let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
I don't have much.
I have a ton.
Oh, great.
Wind River.
Yep, awesome. On my list to watch.
Awesome flick. Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen. Half the cast from that played the Native Americans in the Twilight series.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are in it, basically.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's about who knows if it's a murder or can they make it a murder, but it's all about a tracker that's looking for... All right, FBI agent Elizabeth Olsen, tracker Jeremy Renner. They go out and try to find these killers, basically. It's really, really fucked up and dark. The ending has a super awesome payoff, though. I think people will like it. And it's like certified fresh. I think it got a 94 on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that. Really high.
Smack dab.
Fucking, I really enjoyed it, though. Good.
Sweet.
I got to rate it, dude. I give it 8 fucking deep impacts.
You heard it here.
Possibly 8.5.
8 of those cocksuckers.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a dark movie. There was the first scene of the movie, he's like tracking something and he's like, so what do you think it is? He's like, it's a lion. And they're out in the middle of like fucking Montana or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's snowing like balls out. And I'm like, a lion? They must be joking, like it's a wolf. And then dude's like, yeah, it's definitely a lion. I was like, what the fuck do they mean a lion? Josie looks at me. She's like, a mountain lion. I was like, oh, shut up now.
You've derailed.
You really like that. That's your new saying. I'm going to put that on your fucking tombstone. Jesus.
Well, we've been all saying it for years, but, you know, bring it up like that as if it's something new if you want.
It is. We watched Tommy Boy recently, so you've just been fucking derailing it left and right.
You keep derailing.
No, I wasn't derailing at all. I was talking about the same movie. That's not derailing.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't think you know what derailed means. All right, what'd you watch?
I don't know. Oh, I watched 999. It's okay. It's like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
You seemed really pumped when I was...
It was pumped on it, but it wasn't like the greatest ending.
Bummer.
Yeah, which is a bummer. But it's got pretty much like all kinds of people, like Gal Gadot and Kate Winslet and Casey Affleck and Norman Reedus and Aaron Paul, Woody Harrelson, like lots and lots of people.
Right on. Star-studded cast.
Yeah, it's studded.
Bad ending.
Yeah, and it's got something in my eye, so can we just call it?
Wow.
God damn it, something in my eye.
Just keep rubbing it. Just get it in there.
That'll help.
Get it in there. That's what you're supposed to do. Just get it behind your eyeball so you'll never get it out.
I don't like that you don't care.
Do you want me to pause so you can go look at it?
Care about my pain.
Oh, I could pause for you to grab a brewski or a piss.
That's what I was asking. I'll gladly pause for you.
No, I'll just suffer through.
My boy. All right, I watched Banking on Bitcoins.
Yeah, so did I.
How'd you like it?
Made me want to go buy Ethereum.
Yeah, what's that?
It's another kind of Bitcoin that's not so saturated.
Right on. It made me terrified.
It's going to be awesome.
Because like now there's like fake currency that people are investing in that is basically just going to be the housing bubble again. That's off. That's so scary.
Everything's fake.
I know. That's this made it more real to
physical
me, though.
Physical currency's fake, man.
Yeah, there's no fucking gold value behind it. We don't have the gold standard anymore for our dollars.
Dude, they're just paper printed by our stupid gov.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck the gov.
For a documentary, though, Banking on Bitcoins was insanely interesting. I would give it an 8. What about you?
Oh, I'd give it an 8, too. What else? I'd say invest all your money in Bitcoin. Fuck the gov. Just get into the woods, you know?
Yeah.
Like, wear clothing that protects you from any sort of thermal imaging and just start killing squirrels and making rice squirrel soup. Yeah. Okay?
Invest in survival skills.
Just get that going.
What'd you watch?
Squirrel Killing in the Woods.
Not a movie.
It's a movie.
Not one. Nope. Not even gonna pander to this.
Squirrel Killer.
I hope you lose your eye.
I hope it falls out.
Honestly.
I watched Blade Runner.
Ah.
So Blade Runner 2049 is a new movie. I just bought it for myself. And it's just so good. It's like 3 hours of your life you won't want back, you know?
Nice. That's a really, they should put that on a poster. That should have been the tagline. 3 hours of a movie you won't want back, or of your life that you won't want
back.
Damn
straight. That's like that. My tagline for me.
Yeah.
Tony Sansonetti, you won't want to give it back.
That
you
didn't
you won't want a refund.
That doesn't work as well.
Yeah. Either. You won't talk to the manager.
Nice. what do you give it? 9.5, 10?
Yeah, it's like a 9.75. It's stupid good. Right, it's so stupid good. It's such thick, rich fucking sci-fi. It's got such little detail and such little fucking like shit they really didn't need to add, but it gives so much extra. It's awesome. Everything works functionally too. It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean like Valerian, had that kid not been in it,
yeah,
that would have been a fucking fantastic movie. Yeah. But that's like a super saturated sci-fi movie. But I feel like Blade Runner is way above that caliber.
Oh god, yes.
All right, so bring your PlayStation downstairs. We'll jerk each other off and watch it, okay?
All right.
All right, I watched The Force Awakens on the wake of Last Jedi to see how I liked it. And I enjoy Force Awakens more than I've seen Last Jedi.
Dang, you heard it here.
But still, Force Awakens is like 7-8-ish.
What's your favorite part in Force Awakens?
Good question, man. Fucking Rey just doesn't have to do anything, is just awesome at everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When she just like instinctively can already paint like Picasso.
She's just like super force sensitive, I guess they call it.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's force sensitivity, not midichlorian.
Thank
and
God.
Not training for in a lifetime, you know.
Yeah. No.
Not a whole lifetime of dedication.
Probably the best parts about that flick is like the Han Solo stuff.
Yeah, but she does rappel into old Star Destroyers for fun.
Yeah.
So that training.
Which I really, watching that was really cool because obviously when we played Battlefront 2, the storyline, you end on Jakku.
Yeah.
With those Star Destroyers going into the sand and they pan back and you're like, oh shit, that's where Rey is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty dope.
And then you see Rey in the corner doing nothing but putting on old helmets and then becoming a Master Jedi.
And I actually really liked, I like her performance, honestly.
I think she's a wonderful actress. Daisy Ripley's enticing. She's innocent. She's kind of sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a little hottie. they picked her out of obscurity like Mark Hamill, like a boss. Like, they did well.
I agree with that completely. And Finn, too. I'd never seen it. And Poe.
They're all, like, nearly unknown.
Like, I really dig the new cast, and I know a lot of people are like, fuck it, give me my old fucking toys back, but
yeah,
I mean,
why isn't Harrison Ford 27?
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, we could do that, honestly. Have you seen Tron Legacy? Because we did it to fucking...
We'll just CG everyone.
We'll just bridge everybody. That's what we call it. But I noticed that General Hawk?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. The guy at the beginning when he's like, yeah, I'll hold.
Yeah.
He's in Force Awakens.
Yeah, he's screaming.
Fuck, I forgot that character so hard.
When I started watching, he's beefing with Kylo the whole time.
When I saw Last Jedi, like, I was like,
dummy here.
I was like, who's this fucking ginger they just brought in? Why not bring somebody back from the other movie? Well, and they did.
He for sure had a strong role. He's a fucking killer actor. I forget what it was. I was looking at him when Force Awakens came out, and I was like, yo, this kid has everything right now. I forget what else he was in, but it was like, oh, could you be in more giant movies all at once, you asshole?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, he was in Ex Machina. He was in Force Awakens. He was in Mother. He was in American Made with Tom Cruise, all within the span of 2 years.
Wow. So did you just hit it?
He's in The Revenant.
Holy shit, he was in Mother. Motherfucker.
Yeah. And he was in The Revenant.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was like the commander.
Mother, he plays an awesome, fucking insane dude. Man, that movie's so fucked up. You really should watch that.
It really is blown. Like, his career in the last 3 years is just outstanding.
Mm.
And his name is Domhnall?
Domhnall.
Domhnall. Domhnall? Yeah. D-O-M-H-N-A-L-L.
Yeah, Domhnall Gleeson.
Domhnall. Domhnall?
Domhnall. Yeah, he's really good though.
Yeah, very passionate screamer.
What else you got? Well, I got my next one's Bright. You watch that?
I've seen Bright 1.5 times.
Yeah.
There's so many cool little videos they've been putting online about, like, the one was literally like history of magic, and it just was a chronicle, like this news reporter talking as if it was like a CNBC like report. It was like,
so basically about the Dark One and shit.
Exactly,
like
when the fucking first orc came with the sword and united the clans and created the Shield of Light to kill the Dark Lord. Like all this fucking extra shit. So tight.
That's rad.
Explaining that his bone was the first magic wand.
That makes sense.
I'm like, that's so fucking dope. This shit's ridiculous. There used to be hundreds of magic wands. The Egyptians used them to build the pyramids and, like,
so just enriches.
Yeah, enriches the entire, like, mythos of the fucking story. And
I might like it more than if I watched that.
Yeah, there's tons of those little, they're almost like little ad campaigns.
Yeah, little vignettes and shit, yeah.
It's fun. I like featurettes.
I liked Bright. Sorry.
I was just biting the cord.
Why?
I was playing around.
Okay.
I'm a little hopped up.
It's like I got two cats.
I'm fat, too.
Oh, man, he looks so depressed right now.
He's not.
I don't know, dude.
He, like, perks up with that noise. He's like, hey, that's my noise.
That's good for a podcast. Bright, though, it is really cool. But I mean, I'm sure you understand what it is if you're listening to this. Orcs, elves, fucking fairy tales.
Centaurs.
They're set in our time as if they've always exist.
Yeah. They were just different types of people.
Basically an allegory for racism, honestly.
Exactly. And I didn't gather any of that because it's just an awesome movie with lots of different fucking fantasy creatures running. It's like Narnia rated R.
Oh my God. It fucking, that's all
I know
that movie's
it shoves
about.
It down your throat and it's really annoying. I avoided all of that.
I don't think
and
it,
just enjoyed the action.
I didn't think it was annoying at all. I thought
and
it was cool.
And the wizardry.
I thought it was really cool. But also, in itself, kind of racist, because all the orcs were, like, portrayed as, like, black people.
And that was where I was like, I don't understand if they've been around for 2,000 years. They kept saying, and you only hear it a few times, but they say, like, well, you guys chose wrong. So it was like they were being prosecuted for choosing the Dark Lord.
Right, yeah, totally.
2,000 years ago.
Yes.
And that's kind of a big different thing. If you think about that, it has no bearing on them being, like, an association to, like, African-Americans today.
Well, no, it'd be more like,
it's
if
not like African-Americans were like, we like Satan.
No, it'd be more like if the orcs were enslaved by us for 200 years, and then they had, like, some beef against us, but we still thought they were shitty for some reason. That's kind of like how this timeline has gone for white people and black people.
I think I just watched that movie and just see the awesome fantasy. I see fucking the fucking chick from Prometheus. Oh, man, I forget her. Nomi Rapace.
Okay.
She plays the main elf,
mm-hmm.
like goddess.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just a fucking, like, I don't know. I took it really baseline.
So did I. I mean, like, it was a fun movie. I enjoy Joel Edgerton, is that his name?
Joel Edgerton was fantastic.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Yeah, I really
Will
did
Smith
like
really Will Smith did.
He did, but honestly, not as hateable as he usually is while he Will Smiths. I will say
it
that.
It was a more crisp Will than I've seen
in a while. Because it felt like when I first started watching, I'm like, fuck, he is dialing this back to fucking Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
And it's Men in Black all over again.
I need Independence Day more. Even though it's the same thing, but it was tolerable.
Yeah, I agree.
It was funsy.
Yeah.
And he was funsy. He's like, keep doing your gangster shit. I'm just trying to sell my house.
Yeah.
Like, but he got to be a little more intense. He got to be a little violent.
Yeah.
And a little fucking asshole.
And there was well-written beats to that story that make you be like, wow, what the fuck is going to happen? I mean, it kept me the whole time. I'd give it like a 7.5 to an 8 deep impacts.
Yeah, I'd give it an 8.5 just because it has rewatchability for me because it deals with
magic.
Like magic and fucking fantasy and lore.
Orcs.
And dude, orcs are bad as fuck, dude. He's like, honestly, that's why half the defensive lines in NFL are orc.
Yeah.
He's like, because you guys can't ball. You're fucking slow and strong.
Yeah, you
aren't
jump.
Jumping.
Yeah, exactly.
Shave your mustache, bitch.
I watched Lego Ninjago.
Oh, Samurai.
That movie's a blast.
Toshiba Mitsubishi.
The guy from The Leftovers plays the dad. What are you laughing
at? I don't know what that is.
The Leftovers?
Uh-huh.
It's an HBO show. I think you watched like an episode or two with Josie and I.
I sat down.
I can't remember his name, but he's a good actor. And he just, I mean, the whole storyline is like there's this group of Power Rangers basically that always defeat this fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
And this bad guy always comes back with like sharks and shit like that. And one of the Power Rangers of this group of ninjas is his son. Wow.
Oops, hit the stand.
You are derailed.
One of the Power Rangers that are ninjas is his son, and it's his birthday, and his dad like doesn't know it's him, and his dad like hates him too. So like they had that relationship the entire movie. I felt that was very well done and very funny. But comparatively like Lego Batman or the Lego movie, I mean it does fall short. I'd probably give it like a 6.5. Rewatchable kinda.
To you.
Yeah.
For you.
I think you would like you didn't
for you.
If you enjoyed Lego Batman and you enjoyed Lego Movie, which Lego Movie had no one to give you something like, oh, I can latch onto that, like Batman or Dick Grayson.
That one's magical.
It is. This one has those elements to it as well.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
World latched onto that motherfucker.
Holy God. Yeah, that was like the new fucking Frozen or Let It Go.
Yeah. Next movie on my list is Pitch Black.
Holy shit, Riddick!
Pitch Black stands alone. I don't even think about Riddick.
Chronicles of Riddick.
All that. Mm-hmm. All that shit.
Pitch Black is fucking phenomenal.
It stands by itself as a fucking standalone title, but then they're like, my God, Vin Diesel and his fucking thick muscles and bald head. Everyone wants to suck on him. Mm-hmm. Let's make two more. Kill me. No.
There were three?
I think so.
Oh, I just remember Chronicles of Riddick, and then maybe their one was called Riddick.
I think the third one was just called straight up Riddick.
Pitch Black, though, is fantastic. The fucking
awesome.
The Beast and shit. I haven't seen that movie in fucking years. What'd you watch it on?
Fucking HBO.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. We didn't make it that far when Josie and I were looking for movies. We stopped on Gran Torino.
I've been doing that lately.
Watching Gran Torino?
Doing the genres and just skipping.
Yeah.
Through and finding something I want.
Oh, I went to all, so I really had a
sweet Jesus
hefty plate. But Pitch Black. I mean, that movie holds up.
Yeah, it holds up so well. It's fucking really, really well shot. It's very unique. Like, there's that shot of a dude blowing fire out of his like mouth, mm-hmm. like right before he gets attacked, and it shows like all the creatures around him.
Yeah, that was
that's
dope.
A fucking fantastic shot, and it was made on a really small budget, but it looks great.
Yeah, and see, that's what sucks when that happens, because like when movies are made on super small budgets but they make a decent amount of money, they're like, up the budget, people like
yeah.
it, and then they shit the
100 million, bring in 50 other people to put in their opinion.
Exactly. And then yeah, because like those lower budget movies, they get more creative, obviously.
Yeah.
Control over it, so they actually do cool stuff.
Yep.
Which bums me out. I was watching Deadpool last night, fucking 9 out of 10 deep impacts for that one. But I was watching that, and God, when he gets fucking shot in the asshole. Oh, right down Main Street. But I was telling Josie, I was like, yeah, it sucks because the director of this movie literally just said, I don't want to do the second one because of what you guys are doing to the second one.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he left because of quote-unquote creative differences, which means, like, there's a lot of hands in this thing now because they shot it for pennies.
Success, yeah.
And then they fucking, well, not pennies, it was like $80 million, but pennies comparatively to superhero movies, and made a ton of money.
Yep.
So I'm kind of, I don't know, that freaks
me out.
You
gotta stop shitting the bed on sequels, Hollywood, because, I mean, this is what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Is review movies.
Yeah.
So... don't fuck up.
I don't know about a living, but yes, we do.
I make my entire year's wage on this podcast.
Here's our PayPal addresses, please.
Please, please God, give me a dollar.
I mentioned Gran Torino. That's on HBO Go right now. Fuck, man, I haven't seen that movie in probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And, man, it is fucking stark and just awesome. Fucking, holy shit. Name? Line.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, thank
there
you.
We are.
Holy shit, I was like, John, what am I doing? Clint Eastwood is fantastic in that movie. And we also watched The Outlaws.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
The Outlaw Josie Wales. And he's the same fucking character in that movie. So, goddamn, that movie's way old. I think it was from like 78 or 77 or 76, one of the three. But he's the same exact character in both movies. Gran Torino, though, I mean... holy racism, Batman. That, I mean, he says all the racist things ever. I had, like, my phone, like, fucking, someone was like, oh, let me see what his Google searches were. Why are you looking up racial slurs for Hmong people? I'm like, I didn't know they were. I was just trying to see. I didn't know Zipperhead was a do you know what that's from?
Zipperhead?
Yeah.
I don't know its origin.
Okay, so one of them was Oriental people mainly part their hair down the middle, so it looks like a zipper.
Okay.
The other one was... in Vietnam, a lot of them got ran over by tanks, and their faces looked like zippers.
Okay.
Holy fucking shit.
Zipperhead, because they get ran over by tanks, and their face looks like zipper.
And he calls this 13 or 16-year-old kid Zipperhead the entire fucking movie.
Jesus.
It is wild, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was...
I love that movie. It's fantastic.
It is really fucking well
really
done.
Raw.
That's like an 8.5. That's easily rewatchable too and stuff like that. But I mean, that ending's so sad. Josie Wales, that movie is fantastic. And I hate westerns, but I think I'm more on board to watch more of his shit just because he's so fucking watchable.
Oh, Clint's badass. Yeah. And I told you, I really think.
I tell you,
I think that 310 to Yuma.
Okay.
Is up your alley.
Yeah, because I really liked fucking True Grit, the remake. And 310 to Yuma's remake,
and
too, right?
Yeah, and it's got a fucking... it's got Ben Foster, like...
yeah, you've been saying that. I remember. Okay, I'll watch 310 to Yuma. Because I don't know why,
can we
but,
rent it?
We can rent it, sure.
I don't have a family video.
Oh.
Or if I do, I probably have like $10 in late fees from 2006.
Probably waived.
Oh.
Yeah, because I went there and I was like, man, I'm going to have like $25. That's why I stopped coming here. And they were like... oh, yeah, and for some reason you have half off and all this shit. Like, when you, and then you go back the next time, they're like, oh, your half off expired. You want to look at it?
Yeah, yeah, all
and
the shit,
like,
shit.
Yeah, and you get like 2 free rentals a month. Family Video is actually really dope. But yeah, you can go there and just ask for your number. And if it's too much, just be like, I don't want to rent this. And they'll probably waive it anyways.
Nah, never mind. You guys are a failing business.
Yeah.
Bye.
Or you could be like, I want to pay $1 on my late fees.
I didn't know that them and the Marcos is a thing everywhere.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not.
Well,
only.
Like, there was one in Springfield.
Yep.
And I just didn't know that was more than one location.
Yeah, they partnered with 99 or 100 stores, them and Marco's, but they also did like coffee shops too. They did a few different ones.
It's clever as fuck because you get a free rental when you order a pizza with certain coupons and shit.
I was about to say, no, that's their deal. If you order a large pizza, you get a free movie.
Stupid, stupid smart.
And they deliver the pizza and movie to you.
And you don't, I rented it and I was like, so I've rented a movie under Marco's fucking name. It's not my name. I
no.
didn't give them.
Did you, what phone number did you give them?
Oh, it might have been Courtney's.
So they might have started an account for her.
Oh,
because they can't do. They wouldn't give you a movie without having the account information.
Oh, I thought it was kind of like just like faith.
Yeah, that's how you run a business.
Hope they bring it back
into the ground.
Well, it also in the little receipt, it didn't show our return date. I mean, it tells you on the fucking flyer, like, it's a 5-day new release rental. Mm-hmm. But
that's all you can get?
That's the list. I didn't. There was a search bar. I bet you could get old shit.
Okay. No, I'm saying, like, so you probably couldn't get the 1 days.
No.
Okay, that makes sense. And that's also good on their part because
Wonder Woman was what we rented, and it was out for a few months.
Yeah, and also, if you think about it, it's a really good business idea because you're like, oh, I rented this and ordered a pizza. Now I'm going to order another pizza and get a rental and then just give them back the other movie 5 days later.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, it's genius. Clever as fuck. Yeah.
Okay, so Gran Torino, 8.5. Josie Wales, I give, 8. That movie's fucking awesome. All the blood looks like paintballs, though. That's the only thing.
It's very, those ones back in the day had some very lackluster deaths. Yeah.
Are you done with all your movies?
I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
I watched Dune.
And?
Oh.
Still good.
Stellar. Stellar performances all around. Sting.
Yeah.
Dude, Dune is so tight. The Dune worms, the fucking...
The spice
melange, all of it. It's just so cool, and it's such a fucking unique universe, and everyone's fighting for this one planet with this one fucking, like...
Unobtainium
product on it, then...
They're trying to mine the spice, right?
Yeah, but spice mining's a dangerous game, and you can get fucking spice poisoning.
Is it in your eyes will turn blue?
Oh man, so badass!
Yeah, I'd like to watch that. So you gotta let me borrow that. All right, so I watched. What do you give it? How many deep impacts?
Oh, 9 deep impacts. Go see Dune. It's fun.
Yeah, go see. It's in theaters now. Jingle All the Way still holds up. It's a fun movie. Sinbad is actually very likable in that movie, and so is Arnold. I hate the fucking little kid, though. Actually, I liked him a lot more than I did in Phantom Menace, given that.
Ah, yeah.
Give like 7 deep impacts. Usually rap gives to that movie.
Jake Lloyd.
Sure. I watched Predestination on your behest. I fucking called that movie way sooner than I think I should have.
Oh, because you're just so in tune.
Yeah, he can tune. I was like, Dark City, motherfucker. No, but I was like, I think I understand where this is going. And you... I must have forgot when you told me about it, but you're like, it deals with time travel and it deals with a lot of other things, but it wraps up in a really cool, neat thing. And it is mind fuckery to say the least, but it's a cool movie. It's a really fun movie.
It's so unique.
Yes, I agree with that. I mean, fucking A, it's unique. There's parts in that I'm like, wait,
how now?
That's why they said that at the beginning. Oh, wow. It's a very, I don't know, it's what's cool to me about this movie is that it's a very, it seems massive, but it's probably one of the smallest movies ever made. And I hope I didn't give anything away by saying
that. No, they're talking about big ideas or big events.
No, I'm saying like even like you like look at it like you're like, oh man, this affects like blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, oh shit, like this is so isolated actually.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So I thought that, a very unique movie. Eight deep impacts for that.
Ethan Hawke kind of sucks, but he's kind of okay.
I didn't mind him in that.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's always like fucking lukewarm water. He's always like...
No way, Training Day.
That's a very unique role for that dude.
Daybreakers? Come on.
Come on, dick. Sinister?
I liked him in Sinister.
He was just there.
Yeah, I guess.
Vincent D'Onofrio was more engaging for the 2 minutes he was on video call.
Fair. Well, Vincent D'Onofrio could literally just be like, I'm reading phone book names, and you're like, wow, it's so good.
All you ever say is phone book names. Oh, reading the phone book and you jerking off to actors.
Yep, jerking
off.
It's
a new thing.
So the night before I watched...
I don't know what that is.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think the guy that played Falcon, and Seth Rogen.
The night before?
Yeah, so it's based on Joseph Gordon-Levitt lost his parents like Christmas, like right around Christmas, and he's in his 20s, so they start this tradition. Him, Seth Rogen, and the guy that played Falcon, they go out and do insane things on Christmas Eve, and like you know that's why it's called The Night Before.
Oh, yeah.
And they're celebrating their last one. Seth Rogen's about to have a kid. The guy that played Falcon is, like his career's taking off now.
Yeah.
Like for basketball and shit like that. It was pretty fun. And fucking Michael Shannon's in it as the drug dealer. They call him Mr. Green. And the dude that played Falcon's like getting weed off him for like a high celebrity basketball player that he's on the team with, or football player. I can't remember what he did. And he's like, all right, man, I need to get that weed. And he was like, all right, man, you want to hit this? And he's like, oh, no, man, clean body. You know, I'm an athlete. I can't. He's like, how do you know it's not oregano?
How you know it's not oregano?
He's like, just hit it, man. And he's like, okay. But yeah, the movie's Seth Rogen's completely fucked out of his mind on drugs the entire movie. His wife is like, you've been so good to me, like, and you've been really helping me out with this baby and stuff. Just lose your shit tonight. And here's a box of drugs. And it's like ecstasy, shrooms, coke, weed and shit like that. And when before they meet Mr. Green, he's like, all right, Seth, I need that weed. And he's like, all right, man, let's do some weed. And it's one joint. And he's like, she gave you one joint. He's like, she really doesn't understand the proportions of these drugs. There's so much shrooms in here. Such little weed.
Proportions of these drugs. So little weed.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I enjoyed it. It ends very cliche, but it also ends in a way that you're like, what the fuck was that? But Michael Shannon's probably my favorite part of that movie.
Cool.
I give it like 7.5 Deep Impacts. I watched, you and I watched The Toys That Made Us.
Yeah, I watched two episodes of that.
So did I. I watched the Star Wars one. I watched the He-Man one. Did I watch, what was it?
I don't know. There's Barbie and G.I. Joe.
I did not watch G.I. Joe or Barbie. Okay. The Star Wars one is fucking fascinating, and so is the He-Man one. When you see the bullshittery that happens in the toy business back in the day, you're just like, why can't we live like that
also,
now?
Also, I'll tell you one thing. Toy makers are a bunch of weird fucking freaks.
Yes, they are.
They are nothing but a fucking bunch of mutant weirdos.
Like, and not only that, they're also, like, super shitty to each other,
oh, they're fuck-asses. Like, dude, they're literally like, yeah, but that other guy, Stan, fuck him.
Fuck him.
I thought of it in the bathroom. Mouth. We were taking a shit, and he said he, and I said man. And so, fuck him. And I'm like, oh, my God. And they bitch, but they're, like, 80. And they're like, you know, whatever. It's just been the way it is.
They're still holding on to that,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, it's all they have. And they have got, like, all their models behind them. They're like, that one there. That one. That's me.
I mean, but look at us right now.
I guess it's not even stuff we created. Great way to shit on us harder. Shit right. Harder on us.
And the last movie I saw for the week was A Gray State.
We've done nothing.
But The Toys That Made Us is on Netflix, 4-part series. It's really fucking really fascinating documentary. Anyways, A Gray State, also a documentary about a guy that was making a movie called Gray State. He was very into the whole, like, what is it, FEMA?
Yep.
Taking over the world.
FEMA camps, yeah.
Yeah, like a one world government, like that, going into that sort of thing, all that type of stuff. Super well done. They paint it in a certain light, and then at the end, they really kind of give you like what probably actually did happen. Because they kind of paint it as a conspiracy, and then at the end, you're like, ah, man, I think like this dude might have just fucking lost his mind. And it's pretty sad, but it's really interesting, too. I give it like 8.5. I don't know about rewatching it, but I really enjoyed it. It kept me there the entire time. Like I wasn't like.
I do want to watch that. That's on my like list.
Yeah, A Gray State was really cool.
But you presented it as, oh, dude, it's depressing as fuck. You're gonna love
it. It's because I had just seen the end, and I was like, wow.
And I'm like, I'm not in
the
mood.
Okay, so let's hop into Test of Tony.
This will be a quickie.
Yeah, we watched Mean Girls.
Yeah, it's Mean Girls. It's how I remembered it.
Yeah, same here.
It's got hilarious parts and it's got some stupid bullshit parts.
Because some of those parts weren't written for us. But for the main part of that movie, like, I feel like it's totally watchable and, like, funny enough.
Tim Meadows is fucking funny in that.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like, he's really, really funny. And so is Tina Fey. Like, they shit on her the whole time. It's really funny.
Tina Fey's, like, micro acting in that movie is really well done. I like her, like, little, like, just like, fuck me. Like, she's just this, like,
nice icing on the cake of this year.
Yeah, just a depressed, like, fucking just downtrodden teacher that just keeps getting the fucking foot in the face.
I do not care for... I think the group of the plastics, like the bitchy chicks, are more entertaining than her friends, like the art friends.
Okay.
I don't care for like Too Gay to Function and goth weirdo long skirt.
Yeah.
She's very funny in the fucking movie where Kim Jong-un.
Oh, The Interview?
Yeah. Like she's fucking hilarious in that kind of movie.
She's been in a ton of shit. She was in fucking True Blood, wasn't she? Same girl.
Yeah, she was in True Blood.
Yeah, she played the church, or she was like drinking the V or whatever, taking V.
Yeah. She's fucking hot as shit. She's fucking good at acting, but in this, I was like, her character's fucking boring. I'm just...
And that's the direction that they took with her character. There's parts that shine through with her, but yeah. And not only that, the whole, like, let's be good to each other, blah, blah, blah. Like, the whole sentimental shit kind of didn't stick.
Oh, like, you look so fierce tonight. I love your dress. And it's like this, like, mutant chick she wouldn't talk to in high school and throws a piece of the fucking tiara to her. I'm like,
and not only that,
get out of here.
It just felt like an after-school special at one point.
It is. It gets corny, stupid, shitty. And it has
Dude, Amy Poehler's fucking hilarious.
She's awesome.
She's like, oh, you girls keep me young. And the dog's like biting her nipple from her fake tit.
Go fix your hair. All right, you girls keep me young. Yeah, I probably 6.5.
Yeah, 6.0 for me. It's fun in terms of like what
probably
those
won't
movies
watch it
are.
For a while.
It's a funnier version of like most of the movies that are like that.
Yeah, how if you could compare Clueless to that, Clueless above it?
Clueless above it.
Yeah.
For me, it's got a better soundtrack. It's got better characters.
I'll give you that. That's like in the entire fucking movie. Like when something cool kind of happens, yeah. I'm like, fuck, what is this song?
Yeah. No, I would say Clueless is more timeless as well.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I don't know. Mean Girls, like, that
Mean
came
Girls
out.
People love Mean Girls.
Like, I saw that movie and I was like, oh, shit, like, this is actually way funnier than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like, I thought it was going to just be just Sex in the City, but, like, even worse.
Oh, no. Yeah, I saw it too and I was like, oh, shit. Like, this
and I think
is pretty funny.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why I held it up to such regard is because I had such low expectations going into it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, actually, this is, like, decently funny.
But Clueless, like, I legit will watch Clueless and have a good time watching it. It's
I think that's
fucking
on
funny.
HBO or Amazon, one of the two. So if you want to fucking check
out.
Oh,
if
that
I'm
out.
In the mood for it, yeah.
All right, and now let's go into Movie of the Week. We have The Voices starring fucking Deadpool.
Deadpool and a dog.
Yep, and a cat.
Isn't this movie something?
Okay, so this is on Netflix, correct? That's what we watched it on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Dark as all hell.
Oh, yeah.
And you've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I was just like, I did not know what to expect. I don't even have anything written down for
it. It's weird as shit.
I remember, yeah, I watched a lot of weird movies this week, like in this past year and shit like that. Like, movies that I'm like, what? I did not expect this to happen, but it's very well done. You kind of start getting the gist of the movie and how it's going to take, but, like, then you're like, oh, shit, this got, like, super dark and depressing, but like they're still cracking a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
I fucking thoroughly enjoyed the flick. I give it like an 8. Like that movie's highly rewatchable. Did shit that's unexpected so much throughout it, and I really enjoyed it. The voice acting that Ryan Reynolds does is so good. And yeah. I caught that off the bat, by the way. Like, I was like, oh, well, that's obviously his voice doing a Scottish accent for the fucking cat, and then his voice doing like that dumb accent for that giant dog.
Dark comedy.
Super dark.
Super funny, but also super fucking morbid.
Yeah, morbid is probably the best word to describe that because, yeah, you're just like, Jesus.
Yeah, like, oh, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like, those grim comedies are fucking hilarious to me. Like,
yeah.
I like that a lot.
And it's not one of those, like, it's dry at times, but it's pretty upfront with what it's trying to be funny about.
Yeah.
Like, you know what they're trying to do. It's
not
like
trying to, like, coax you.
Yeah, kind of like Death at a Funeral. That's dry, morbid, dark humor. This one's just morbid and funny.
It's soaking wet with blood.
Yeah.
I fucking loved it. Yeah, an 8.0 as well. I saw it. I've seen it twice now, and, like, it's fucking straight up. Awesome. It's cool.
And that awesome.
It's glut awesome.
Oh man, it's gruel. The callback.
It's a gruel movie.
Callback Mean Girls. Yeah. All right, cool. So next week we will do Casper for Test of Tony.
Yeah.
You're excited.
I like Christina Ricci. Let's see if it holds up.
Yeah. And then we'll watch Black Snake Moan. No. And then movie of the week is going to be The Babysitter. That's also on Netflix.
It's supposed to be a horror movie, I think.
It's supposed to be a dark comedy.
Good.
So we're doing two in a row, man. Bringing in the new year. Happy New Year to everyone. Drive safe. Be good to each other.
Don't fuck anything that's dangerous, and don't kill anyone, and don't eat any body parts.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Stay alive. And until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.